Next patient is Hector Galarza. The last name is G-A-L-A-R-Z-A. This is the clinical case of a 61-year-old Hispanic male that comes to the office for follow-up of his kidney disease. The patient was started on hemodialysis in November 2021 when he was admitted to a hospital with fluid overload, congestive heart failure, and hospital-acquired pneumonia, period. The patient, since then, has been receiving dialysis three times a week. Comma, he has changed the hemodialysis providers. Comma, in the laboratory workup that was done as outpatient, the patient has a serum creatinine that is 4. The estimated GFR is 17. The BUN is 40. The serum electrolytes. Are with the normal limits. The serum phosphorus is with the normal limits. Okay. Period. The protein creatinine ratio.
Right.
I was about to say, yeah.
Thank you. Right.
Is 4,900.
Okay. Oh, so they're gonna call me.
The patient has still their full blown nephrotic syndrome without recovering of the kidney function. He's an end-stage renal disease patient. He's being dialyzed through a perm cut that is in the right internal jugular vein. He's going to need a permanent vascular access for hemodialysis. We are going to refer the patient. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient has been prescribed Trulicity in combination with Traceva and Humalog. The Traceva is 52 units on a daily basis, and he says that in the Novolog is 32 units three times a day. This is a situation in which the patient has the blood sugar that is elevated most of the time. He is going to be referred to endocrinology for management of the diabetes. Following number, the patient has a history of HIV for more than 20 years. He's treated with the administration of Prescovix 800/150. Prescovix is Prezcovix, 800/150, and TVK. TIVICAY, 50 milligrams daily.
Right, yeah.
Period. He's following in the Lakeland infectious disease. Period. Number two, the patient has hypercholesterolemia, hyperlipidemia. He's taking Crestor 40 milligrams on a daily basis. The hypercholesterolemia is most likely associated to the poor control of the blood sugar. Following number, peripheral neuropathy, paragraph. We invested 7 minutes of the time evaluating the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, and the documentation 5 minutes.
Okay.